Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You see this story in the news. A 10-year-old girl in Texas did the Heimlich maneuver and saved her 7-year-old brother's life. He was eating candy while jumping on a trampoline in their backyard, and something he told his mom and dad he would never do again.
Yeah.
But he did.
It looked like the two of them were together doing some sort of a eat candy while we jump on the trampoline challenge, because I saw the video. They actually held the candy up in front of the camera and then put it in their mouths and started jumping on the trampoline.
Their mom teaches CPR and life-saving skills, so she's obviously very proud because she's taught the kids how to do this.
She might want to step back just a tiny bit further in time and not be as proud of the idea that they chose to do that.
Yeah, it's what he gets.
I mean, again, I understand if the kid was just eating candy and he had accidentally had, but they literally held the candy up, then put it in their mouths, and then started jumping. It was almost like a bad challenge.
Well, who better to risk it than people who know how to save your life?
Well, I mean, and it's your siblings. I mean, we all did dumb stuff with our siblings, right?
Still do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my parents never complimented me on it.
All right. So when it comes to CPR, do you know how to do CPR? I mean, we've had classes, but that was as a long time ago.
It's not so hard. You should forget it.
Okay.
I took the class. I certified it one time. But if it ever came to where I'm having to use it, I would probably have a panic attack and not be able to help at all.
I believe I could do it. I watched it on The Office, and I think I know how it works.
Sure, yeah.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
I used to be a lifeguard, and I just remember sitting there thinking, please no one drown.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
So did you ever have that situation?
No, I mean, it was like a YMCA camp counselor, but you're also a lifeguard.
So,
and that's, I never did, thankfully. Okay.
I always wanted to be a lifeguard growing up, and I realized you have to swim a lot to get certified. I'm like, I don't feel like doing that.
And you have to suck in your abs all day long to look. So when it comes to CPR, you know, women are less likely than men to receive CPR from just a total stranger.
Yeah, you're afraid you're going to get arrested for assault or something.
Exactly. It turns out that the, you know, women's area right there, it freaks the guys out. University of Pennsylvania looked at nearly 20,000 cases of people suffering cardiac arrest in a public place and found that just 39% of women receive CPR versus 45% of the men. People will jump in and try to help the guy.
But it's not there, right? Isn't it center of the chest? Right.
But I mean, you're between them.
I mean, you are, but if I'm sitting there choking to death, I'm not going to be like, not you, you're a guy, go get a girl.
Yeah, the guy's like, I don't know whether she gets upset or not. I will say this makes me nervous because I'm like, maybe my man boobs might keep me from getting CPR.
What gets me is it's like, what, 45%? Does that mean the other is just going to die? Everybody's just going to watch them die?
I think people get in a circle. It's like, you know, people are afraid because they're going to get sued or something nowadays.
Well, there's a good Samaritan law. You can be sued for that.
There's a good Samaritan law where you can't be sued if you're trying to save someone's life.
I saw a story of a guy who had CPR performed on him, and he was thanking the person that did it, and he said, I understand, according to the medical personnel, that you did a good job since my ribs are broken. Because that's like, you're supposed to do it that hard.
Yeah. And it's not the time to be squeamish, they say, because it's a life and death situation. Put your hands on the sternum, which is in the middle of the chest, like Tom said, and then, you know, have at it.
Well, that was great. I think you probably saved lives with that description.
Yeah.
So that's my big fear, is I am very squeamish. Yeah. And I feel like if I heard the bones crack, I would probably throw up on you as I'm trying to save your life.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Someone's choking on something or whatever, or like they just had, you know, I don't know, breakfast and they, you know, throw up on you. That's when you're trying to.
Well, they
push
say
on
that
their
the
chest.
Part where you blow in their mouth is the least important part.
Okay.
The main thing is keeping that blood flowing.
When someone has a heart attack, you should do CPR, they say, and wait for the ambulance, especially in that kind of situation. But because they say in a recent study, you're more likely to survive like a CPR, like the ambulance comes and they can take care of it. But if it's a stabbing or a gunshot wound, you need to drive them to the hospital. EMTs can't do as much to help in those kinds of situations. So if you see somebody having a heart attack, CPR, call the ambulance.
Okay, here's the first thing you should know that they teach you whenever you're doing CPR. What's the first step of CPR?
Oh, staying alive.
Call 911.
Call 911. Yes. Oh. That's the first step.
Right.
Always
call.
Hold
on one second, I got to call.
Or make sure someone is calling.
Yeah.
Because if you're sitting there performing CPR and no one's on the way, it's not a good situation.
So make sure you put 911 on your speed dial. That's important.
What's the number?
Anyway. Now I only know why 45% of men are saved.
Yeah.
Some of them just don't need.
Yeah, I got you. Some of this is legit, really, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good luck finding out which parts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There are some crazy stories going on in the news right now. I want to tell you one that actually could save your life. And this is big news if you like steaks on the grill.
All right.
I love them, but I keep hearing about how that when you heat something that hot on a grill, it creates these compounds that cause cancer.
Uh-oh.
And I've always been like, well, it's worth that risk.
Isn't that called flavor?
Well, here's the great news, Cato. You can have your steaks on the grill and reduce the chance of these compounds being formed by 90%, and it's very easy to do, and it's tasty. All you have to do is marinate your meat for at least 40 minutes using herbs, spices, and some sort of acid, which can be vinegar, wine, or lemon juice, and that will get rid of the compounds that turn into carcinogens whenever it's heated. So using a good marinade is all it takes to make meat safe to grill and no more cancer problems.
Until next week when they're like, do you marinate your meat?
Well, right now it's safe.
Are the carcinogens the crispy part of the steak?
Probably.
Oh, see, and that's what I like. I like that crispy. Yeah. Like when you get a barbecue, you know what I'm saying? Oh. And you got that big black piece right there. It's just waiting on you. Save it till last.
But that's the good news. Now if you marinate, you'll be able to eat those parts.
Now, steak people, they swear by all you need is salt and pepper on your steak.
I don't agree with that. I use like some of those Chicago seasonings and stuff.
These are chefs.
Yeah, they're wrong. Because those seasonings are what makes it taste great.
No, I don't know about that.
Well,
salt and pepper's good.
Salt and pepper's part of it. It's a big part of it. But they also add in those other things with flavor.
Yeah, I do not marinate my cube steak at all.
Gravy?
Well, you probably should if you're cooking it on the grill.
There you go. Yeah, my marination is gravy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, so I have a friend, my friend Steve Lupke, he always has them in this bag full of marinade that he marinates them overnight first. And I always thought, well, is it really that much of a difference to marinate them overnight or not? But clearly he's been doing it right. And he does not have cancer, by the way.
Yeah, and now his steaks that come out, they're drunk from that wine that they've been marinating in all night.
They're like, I go to the grill. You can't stop me.
Yeah. But this is great news. If you're someone who likes to grill out a lot, this is a way. I would think it would work on hamburgers as well.
Yeah.
If you put them in a marinade, doesn't have to be the same marinade as used on steaks, but it could be.
Chicken?
I'm assuming. I don't know whether chicken creates those or not.
Oh, true.
But they might. I mean, it's apparently the high temperatures is a big factor. And putting this acid-based marinade on it ahead of time gets rid of the chemicals that would have caused cancer. I'm excited about this.
Well, sure.
I'm not sure I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like she said, they'll come out and say the marinades is not good for your steak. They put it on their plain with salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, yeah, I'm going to eat what I want to eat.
Yeah, I don't like putting acid on stuff. I just, yeah.
Yeah. Tripping all day.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, they'd explain this could be lemon juice, wine, or vinegar.
What about Dell's?
What about what?
Dell's.
What is Dell's?
Dell's is a marinade.
I have no idea what's in it.
Yeah.
Dale.
Don't they say wine causes cancer, though?
Not that I was aware of. Is that a new one?
I thought there was carcinogen in wine.
Well, it gets cooked off.
I'll be honest. I've been eating all these processed foods for years.
Those are horrible for you.
I know, but I ain't dead yet.
So I was in a cancer study at Greenville Hospital or whatever they go by now. And they told me if it comes in a package that makes a rattling noise when you open it, it's bad. It causes cancer.
My mom, she was a smoker for years. She said, you know, when she gets to 80, she'll start smoking again. And also, like, eating bad snacks. She eats the worst processed, like, Twinkies. Anything that comes in a bag, she eats. It's almost like, okay, I turned 80 now. I'm going to eat whatever I want to.
Well, she'll probably get cancer in 20 years.
I'll tell her to watch out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
60% of workers deal with passive-aggressive coworkers in the office.
A hush.
Which is another way of saying 40% of workers are passive-aggressive jerks. So
that's not necessarily true. There's a percentage of us that are not passive-aggressive. Some of us are just plain old aggressive.
There you go. Okay. I do have some passive-aggressive comments you'll always hear at work coming up in just a second. I do want to define passive-aggressive comments at work are indirect expressions of negative feelings, often disguised as helpful or neutral statements. Hmm. So I do have some examples.
Good.
Yeah. Here's are some examples like, as you no doubt are aware, or per my last email.
Oh.
That's an example. Hmm. Friendly reminder. That is passive aggressive in some ways. CCing your boss for visibility, bringing a superior into a private conversation to undermine a colleague or apply pressure without direct communication.
You have to do that sometimes.
CC?
Because I've worked for companies that you just can't get an email back from the HR person.
Okay.
And you eventually have to just send it to everybody in the building. So the point comes across, you know?
All right. Hey. Backhanded compliments, sarcastic or backhanded praise. That's actually a disguise of insult. Also, that's not my job is another expression they say.
Really? Because I don't see that as passive aggressive.
No. Them asking you to do the job that's not yours.
They say feigning ignorance or refusal to help with a task they resent. So that's what they're prefacing right there. The passive-aggressive behaviors are sarcasm, which some people are just gifted with sarcasm. It's their gift to the world. Procrastination and sabotage is another passive-aggressive behavior. So intentionally delaying tasks or doing them poorly out of spite. The silent treatment, ignoring a coworker or giving them a cold shoulder, is considered passive-aggressive.
I've done all these.
Sometimes that's just keeping your peace.
Yeah. Withholding information. So you're deliberately keeping important information from others to cause problems. Obviously, gossip is a way of being passive-aggressive sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like someone just made up a list of everything that you might do at the office and called it passive-aggressive.
All right. And why people are passive-aggressive? Fear of conflict. They avoid direct confrontation and prefer indirect ways to express negative feelings.
But most of those things are going to lead to a direct confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Feeling powerless is another reason why they are passive-aggressive. They may feel the lack of their voice being heard at the workplace. And then jealousy or resentment is another reason why they are passive aggressive.
Or maybe you just suck at your job. I mean, it's possible that maybe they are passive aggressive because they bust their butt every day and they watch someone else who's horrible at their job and they get sick and tired of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey.
All right. Passive aggressive comments you always hear at work. Hey, nice of you to finally come in.
Oh my gosh, that is so, like, why are you so obsessed with me, dude? I'm here. I don't understand that. And the people were like, I was here 20 minutes before we were supposed to. Good for you. Well, I don't get paid those extra 20 minutes.
Tori, this seems to have triggered you today for some reason.
No, is this passive-aggressive or aggressive-aggressive?
Okay. Is today laundry day? It's a passive-aggressive statement. You'll hear at work. How in the world do you get work done with that messy desk?
Oh.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Don't just look at me. I'm not the only one. Listen,
me too. I'll go ahead and own that one.
After you left last week, I cleaned up your area.
I noticed everything was in the wrong place.
No. The pins were in the pin thing, and
I had the ones that worked set out.
All the greasy Hardee's napkins that you wiped your mouth on that was just sitting there is in the trash.
Wait, why do you keep pins that don't work?
Because they might work again one day.
Is that kind of like having fat pants in your closet? They might fit one day?
I just don't have time to go through them all. Now I got to dig through and see which ones still work.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that for you.
Well, I would rather you have not put them away.
It was nasty over there. I mean, there's germs.
No, there wasn't. There's a germ sitting there in that chair.
It made me feel like when I was a teenager, my mom would come in my room cleaning up. She's like, oh my gosh, this is so messy. Look at this everywhere. That's what he was doing.
I wish I would have stopped him.
Is that passive aggressive toward me?
Okay. Another thing you'll hear at work that's passive aggressive. Everything okay at home?
Oh, mind your business.
I know. Man, I wish I could phone it in like you. Your HR file must be so wild. I'd love to see it. And so does your family, like, own the company or something?
Now, let me ask this. If you say just kidding after making a comment, is it okay? Is it better?
That's definitely passive aggressive.
But it does take the edge off a little bit.
I think it does. Yeah. I mean...
That's the point of passive aggressive, is to have plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. You're like, I didn't mean that bad.
Well, I didn't mean about your area over there being nasty, germy bacteria.
That was aggressive,
infested.
Aggressive.
I was just kidding.
It's passive aggressive.
That's better, see?
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, if you steal a car, do you think you should go to jail?
Yeah.
I think so.
How bad do you need the ride?
I mean, you could take an Uber if you need a ride.
Mm-hmm. My phone's dead.
What if you were going to give it back? You're just borrowing it until they caught you.
Wow. We got a couple of people here on the show I did not realize were as relaxed on this as they are.
Is it your mom and dad's?
That would be a reasonable question, I guess. And it also is a question of whether the person you stole it for wants to press charges. There is something out there called a civil agreement that can overcome actual charges if the judge agrees with it.
Huh.
And that happened in this case. A man in Oregon had his Jeep, or actually 96 Toyota Camry. I don't know where I got Jeep from. It was a 96 Toyota Camry that was hotwired and stolen last year. It wasn't in great condition, and he even had a bumper sticker on it that said, "The book value of my car is one Baja Blast."
Those are good.
After the car was stolen, about a month later, the car turned up, and a woman was driving it. Meanwhile, the vehicle had been totaled, and paid out $1,700 to him. The woman was named Cesare Walter, and she was charged with unauthorized use and possession of a stolen vehicle. Both are felonies. But Peter asked the judge to drop the charges in exchange for a Mountain Dew Baja Blast, since he had a bumper sticker that said that was all it was worth.
That's funny.
The judge eventually agreed and told the defendant, "You worked out a really good agreement." Peter got his Baja Blast and didn't even like it that much. He said it was too citrusy, but he's fine with the deal because he didn't want her going to jail over it. Now, the prosecution was not happy about this at all, but the judge said, "Listen, we've got plenty of other crimes to prosecute, and this one the victim doesn't want to, so we're not going to waste our time with it."
Shouldn't it be the case always? I mean, if you steal from me or do whatever to me and I don't want to press charges, you shouldn't be charged.
You can argue that, but it's not the case. In most places, you've committed the crime and the state made it a crime, and it doesn't matter whether the other person is involved or not.
I don't trust other people making that decision either, because they'll go out and do it again and again. And again,
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying about other people making the decision. So you're saying if that guy lets her go free, you might be a victim later.
What does she do next time she needs a ride, steals another car? Well, it's like there's been no consequences for her stealing a car except for a Baja Blast.
Well, look how many criminals are released from prison and commit the crime immediately.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it goes on.
It does.
I agree.
At least it slows it down a little bit.
I'm with the prosecution on this. I don't think I would have let her negotiate this, but they said that she's trying to get her life back together, and they wanted to give her a chance.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Basically, that means you better keep your car carefully watched over because she's back out there.
Then why don't they do a program where, okay, look, you're trying to get your life together. All right, we'll hold these charges and if in a month you hadn't got your life any, a little bit better,
a year.
No, month.
A year. At least a year.
Yeah.
She would have gone to jail for longer than that.
Really?
She needs to be checking in with a probation officer.
Yeah, she should.
You know what? At least they found this person's car. Mine was stolen.
Well,
haven't seen it.
It was totaled when they got it.
They gave him a check
for $1,700.
But because they couldn't find it, right?
No, they found it. She was driving it. But she beat the crap out of it.
The worst crime was making that Baja Blast too citrusy. I mean, honestly, now that is an issue right there. Let's talk about the real problems.
Have you ever had a car stolen? I guess you have.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask me if I had a Baja Blast.
That's too citrusy.
I had a bike stolen once.
I've had a car stolen in Myrtle Beach.
You felt violated, didn't you?
And funny, the friend went out to his car, and he come back, and he goes, "Where'd you move your car?" I'm like, "I was parked beside you." He goes, "It's not there."
Oh, wow.
I did the same thing. I made like four laps around the block, and I'm like, "Now I know it was here last night." I was so confused.
That's the most offensive part. Yeah. He's making you feel like an idiot.
Just leave a note. "Stole your car, girly pop. Have a good day." So I'm not circling the block like a dummy.
Okay, did you get it back?
No. It happened in Savannah, and they said that it was a Trans Am, and they said with American Muscle cars, they drive them straight to the ports, ship them overseas. You never see them again.
Mama's a Camaro, Z28.
Oh, my gosh. We're like twins.
I had no idea y'all were that redneck. But
yes.
Oh, yes, honey.
I had T-tops.
I had a Firebird on mine.
Hawk had a Firebird. I can't believe he's calling you out.
I know.
You had two Firebirds.
Hey, that's not all. I had some big muscle Mustangs, too. So I'm redneck.
I will say they found my car in the middle of an intersection, still running at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
So I got it back. I had to pay the fee to get it out of the impound.
And was it the same shape it was in when you...
No, they had broken off the steering column, I guess, to hot wire it, but it was drivable. I drove it home.
Well, sure, you didn't even need keys.
When I had my 25-year-old Jeep, I actually left the doors open to hope someone would steal it just to get money.
People are like, not that one.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.